Obviously, this is something that really is important to this valley, since we don't have a direct link to I-90, and basically this is our connection with the outside world.
There is no question. It's very, very important, and you know, this is the lifeline for an entire region of Central Washington, and so we're working very hard to leverage the extended runway that we have now for more air service. It's not a short-term project, though, so people shouldn't expect bigger planes flying out here in the next, you know, 5 months maybe, but over the next 18 to 24 months, we hope we'll be able to have service to more places than just Seattle.
So basically, that's what we're talking about here, is building this as a hub.
Yeah, just more destinations, more access to the world. We're targeting in specifically on service to Portland, which we've had at times, but is a critical link, especially for our power utilities as they go to Bonneville, and then also to the San Francisco Bay Area. We have a lot of high-tech companies that are located in Quincy now. They have been very vocal about needing service to their bases in the Bay Area, and so those are our two primary objectives for additional air service right now.
Jack, I know that part of the reason they extended this runway is to increase the reliability of the airport. Is that viewed favorably, obviously, by other commercial carriers that might consider relocating here or locating their operations here?
Well, yeah, it's very important, because the moment you start canceling flights because of low visibility or bad weather, because the runway can't handle it, is the moment people lose faith in being able to fly out of their local airport. And this will improve reliability of the service we have today, but it will also help convince carriers that they can operate year-round here.